Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
It is going well.
All right.
So we had a interesting occurrence. We had an earthquake.
Oh, shit. That's not good. Did you move to San Francisco or what?
So the funny thing is, as far as I know, it's the first one I've ever experienced. You know, I'm used to the ground shaking when I walk, so...
First one that you didn't cause.
but this is one that I was sitting down for. It was it was different. It was weird. Hmm. Have you ever been through one?
No.
All right, moving on.
So how big was it on the Andy Richter scale or whatever you call that?
4 and some tenths or something.
So what's the Andy Richter scale? I don't know what that means. I just know I've heard it. The numbers mean nothing to me, so I don't know why I asked.
it's enough that it felt like it was, I could feel the earth moving underneath me.
Mm-hmm. Did your walls shake, like the shit on your wall shake?
Yeah, but I don't know. It was, I didn't like it because I wasn't in control. You know, in my mind, it's time to move from where I'm at and move to another state again. You know, I got wiped out by the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And as far as I'm concerned, I got wiped out by this earthquake. I didn't lose anything. There was no damage.
Do you think that John will come on in your absence?
Speaking of John. So in last week's after show chat, you and John had some words.
We had a friendly discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's now all fucked up. All right, so I got to jump down here because I had some notes.
All right.
So you and John went back and forth about who was a whatever. It was stupid. The whole concept of the conversation was fucking stupid.
Right.
But the funny thing is so now John is going on Dave's after show,
mm-hmm.
either tonight or tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to me being pissed off at Dave and his fucking after show.
Why?
So I'm going through fucking Twitter, right? We're trying to put together some sort of a show with me and you and figure out how we're doing this and what we're going to do. And of course, I try to crowbar in patreon.com/who's right.
Sure.
You know, as much as possible.
Of course.
And I'm scrolling through Twitter, whatever. And I see now that the Who's Right podcast extended universe has a patron. Uh-huh. So I'm beginning to think that he's not actually doing this to support us.
And that offends you?
So I think right now he's got like 15 different podcasts on his little behind the paywall network.
It's not little. 15 is the behind the paywall network. Oh my God, that's great.
Are you aware of all these?
I am. Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in like a day or two, so there might be more that I don't know about.
It's like eating salads in the afternoon or something. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I think it's fucking amazing.
This after
eating
show.
Eating salads in the afternoon.
This after show thing was supposed to be like a half hour show after our show, just more content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into They are constantly recording podcasts. And now they don't even have anything to do with it, like, other than maybe shitting on us every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, fuck him.
Let me translate that for you. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate everything that you do. I think it's amazing. Just because it's so fucking stupid.
Speaking of, I guess I need to, this would be the time to promote his website for his ever-expanding network.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Wait, his network?
Yeah, it's not. It has nothing to do with us anymore.
They just kind of appropriated our name.
And I'll be goddamn it if I don't even have this ready. Motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
All right, hold on. Yeah, so it is RyanLongComedy.com with an I, because that's what it is.
All of the Who's Right Extended Universe stuff. I don't. They just record everything.
So let me ask you this: is this something? So let's say that we decide to put our foot down. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. our collective feet, all four of them.
All four of them,
and we say, you know what? No more. No more misappropriation of our name. Uh-huh. All this shit goes on our RSS feed.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those shows would you want on our RSS feed?
I barely want our show on our RSS feed. Are you kidding me? I'm embarrassed. We're giving a bad name to RSS feeds everywhere. Oh my God. So I can't say, because I've only listened to the ones that I was on as I was on them. So I don't know.
So speaking of the ones that you were on.
Oh boy.
So I don't even think this has anything to do with us.
Mm-mm.
But that, what the fuck's his name? Ben from mm-hmm. Small Town Mentality podcast.
Yep.
All right. So all of a sudden, he has a bunch of it. We're going to get into this in our after show chat, because I'm going to bring him on. We're going to talk to him.
Sweet.
But all of a sudden, he has this interest in getting you or I on his show.
Well, yeah, I'm a big name. I'm a big get.
Okay. Yeah. So speaking of you being a big get, I made it to, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe of your appearance on his.
Wow.
That was a fucking shit show, man.
I can't believe you made it that long. You know, the intro, or like the before we even started recording, was like 13 minutes, right?
So I was giddy. I was excited because it was so bad. I'm like, this is Anthony without Doug. This is what happens if I decide I'm not going to go on, uh-huh. and Anthony's going to take this show on the road.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing to fucking worry about.
Did you think you did before?
It was like what I listened to was you just over and over and over again saying, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Let me turn this down. Maybe that'll help. Hello? Hello? Hello?
It's been like 3 days.
I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand why. What the fuck is going on? Goddamn echo. This is pissing me off. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Why'd you agree to this?
Who said that? Hello? Hey, I don't hear it now. I don't hear anything. Is anybody talking? I don't hear an echo.
Oh, he muted everyone except for you.
And then I guess I must have made it longer than 20 minutes, because I made it through. He's got like a fat Indian co-host or something.
Yeah.
And you managed to offend him, which.
Right. Imagine that.
On a podcast that is supposed to be like no holds barred.
Yeah.
Like that, you don't care what you talk about. Mm-hmm. How do you manage to offend one of the hosts? And the best part was you weren't even trying to.
Nope.
I would suggest.
I wasn't aware. He's fat and he's Native American, and I didn't know that those two things ever happened at the same time.
Haven't you ever seen every caricature of a Native American that I've ever seen is of them being fat with fire water and no. One feather sticking out. Yeah, they're always chunky.
Everyone that I've ever seen, they had a tear in their eye and one feather sticking out of their head. That's it. He said that obesity is a major problem in the Native American community. How the fuck was I supposed to know that?
They're American, right? Americans are obese. they are the indigenous.
They're OG. So did I ever, you said I kept asking what the fuck is going on. Did I ever figure it out? I'm not sure that I ever figured it out.
I didn't stick around long enough to find out if you figured it out or not. That was the epitome of just, I suggest everybody go there, check it out. Small Town Mentality Podcast. I don't remember what the name of the episode is that you were on.
I advise against it.
Dick fucks or something, but yeah, it is awesome.
So I don't know why this is so stupid. Like, I know how we do a podcast. That's fine. Whatever. But I was like, okay, he asked me to be on. I'm sure that I'm going to show up and he's going to be like, okay, cool. Here's a couple things we're going to talk about. This is the direction we wanted the show to go in. There was none of that.
You have the same excuse every podcast that you've ever been on after it goes to shit. You have the same excuse. I thought I was going to get there and they were going to give me a list of things to talk. That's the same. This is like word for word what you said with the official podcast.
No, it is not.
It is. Exactly. Yes.
Play the tape. This doesn't sound like something I would say. All right. I think you're just making shit up.
So anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So, okay. What was so bad about it?
I'll play it.
No. Oh, you got it on the ready?
No, I don't have it on the ready, but I'll get it. I got nothing but fucking time. I don't want to fucking play it. Fuck.
can't do it.
No, I don't want to play it. That I don't want to steal his thunder. He'll copyright sue me or something.
So apparently we're still on that network. I mean, did we ever?
Another thing I'm going to talk to him about, because he kicked us off the fucking network, and now all of a sudden we're back on it. I want my fucking name off of there. That's fine.
Wasn't I arguing to stay on it before, or were you arguing to stay? I don't remember.
I don't give a fuck. So, okay.
I just assumed after we tore apart his rap, fucking Hush Your Face rap, he would never want us on his network again.
That was a different fucking network.
Network, schmetwork, it's all the same.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay, so there's whosrightpodcast.com is 18 letters. Who's right? Okay, you can either have the Who's Right or the To Podcast. But only half of us is going on the fucking network.
And it's to podcast.
Okay. So Ben, I want Who's Rye off of the fucking website, and you can leave To Podcast on there. Perfect. But I don't want anything associated with that, whatever that mess was.
I think you should go on there.
No, fuck you.
Are you scared?
Yes. I'm scared. There is zero chance after I seen how unprofessional of an operation they have. There's zero chance that I will go on there. I will not be made an ass of like they did to you. All your street cred that we've worked on, gone.
I think I did just fine making an ass out of myself. So, oh my God. So they've got an actual studio where they like sit and record from. So I sat down. They've got like an actual place where all their stuff sits. They pay rent every month. It's an actual podcast studio. I called in and connected. We started recording and I'm like, hey, I've got an echo. This is annoying. I got an echo. Oh, okay. Hopefully it doesn't show up in the recording. What the fuck? Who's producing this piece of shit? That's the wrong answer, man.
Well, hopefully it don't show up. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Did it show up in the final recording? Because
Yes. Yeah, it is everything that you could hope for if you wanted to show why podcasting should be banned.
And I was there for it. I was at the epicenter of it.
All right, so... What's your thoughts on Cameo?
Cameo, like the where you pay the celebrities $50 and they make a video for you?
Yeah.
I think it's retarded, but that's just me.
Like, why? What is it? Because so I think that it's greasy. I think that it's desperate.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like two or three of them that I would pay for.
Who? Oh, I got to know who.
I think that, so Artie Lang, I think I would pay him.
Okay.
I don't know what I would have him say. And John Schneider.
I don't even know who that is.
Bo Duke, motherfucker.
Oh. What? Really? So it's to me, it's like, I don't know how much actors get paid. I just assume every actor makes $10 million per episode of whatever show they're on. And then you want me to give you $20 to be like, hey, happy Valentine's Day or for like a 10. It's just weird. It's stupid to me. We're elevating celebrities above. It's dumb.
All right. So if somebody was to say, Anthony, I will PayPal you $10 to send a video to my sister. She really likes you. Can you just say happy birthday to her? Would you turn it down?
No, God, no. Are you kidding me? If one of the little people wants me to say happy birthday to their sister. No, it would be weird, but $10 is $10. I mean, why'd you ask me that?
The reason why I ask is David, the producer, sent me this morning.
Okay.
And I didn't know how I felt about it. I mean, I thought it was really fucking funny because Dave just does shit for the gag.
Perfect.
So let me play it here. You ready?
Yep.
Hello, Doug. Hello, Anthony. Chris Hansen here of Hansen versus Predators and To Catch a Predator. Gonna need you to have a seat. That's right over there. As you might have guessed, I'm not here to talk about your podcast, and I'll save you from reading the transcripts. Let's just walk outside where the officers are waiting.
All right, and your thoughts are?
I changed my view. That was fucking great. I think Chris Hansen needed the money, and that's amazing. How much do you figure that cost?
I don't know, $5,000?
$4. So can you imagine, like, it makes me think that the people who I thought were, like, somewhere at a higher level of celebrity, I guess, they're not. I mean, Chris Hansen is your podcast is blah, blah, blah. And like, you hit the bottom of the barrel, dude. You used to catch pedophiles naked. Now you're fucking talking about our podcast.
Yeah, okay. But then you break that down, and he probably, I'm going to pull up the Cameo site, but he probably made $50 to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so does he need $50? Once you catch 10 pedophiles, shouldn't you be set for life? I mean, with the service that you did to society.
You think there's a pedophile bounty hunter that just...
Yes. I think that anybody that provides that service, you should be set. You shouldn't... It's like an Army veteran. You shouldn't have to worry about how you're going to pay for your health care or whatever.
All right. You found two kitty fuckers. You have health insurance. You get one more, you get a 401k. All right, so I'm on the Cameo site right now. Chris Hansen was $50, it looks like.
Whew. Can you deal? Can you, like, haggle with them?
I don't know. I suppose we could try. Like, I'll give you $12. How about we'll give you you can come on our show. And promote your Cameo.
You can promote your pedophile hunting business. But I mean, doesn't it seem like
I want to sort here. I want to see who do you think the most expensive Cameo person is?
Yeesh.
We're going to do it. We need $2,500 stat. Set up
Holy
a GoFundMe.
$2,500 for who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is amazing.
I want her to dress up with the little blue shorts, throwing the javelin like on the Wheaties box. I want her dick hanging out.
I want to hear her talking about her views on gay marriage.
I want to see if she's circumcised.
$2,500. Holy crap. Can we be on Cameo?
Done. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm in.
How much? What's our price?
$7.
So I was thinking like three. I want to get it as low as possible so it looks like we are just absolutely fucking desperate.
Three. Does it have to be a round dollar amount? Because like $375 sounds about perfect.
What does it sound like? I mean, if you have a Caitlyn Jenner cameo,
mm-hmm.
So
stay strong. You're a beautiful woman. I want Caitlyn Jenner to tell me I'm a beautiful woman.
Stay strong. You're a beautiful woman. Snoop Dogg, $750.
What the fuck? For how long of a video do you get for $750?
Probably like a minute. Whatever that Chris Hansen thing was.
What could Snoop Dogg possibly say in a minute that I would that would be worth anybody's $750?
What up, Dizzle? For shizzle, my nizzle. That would be awesome. Because I would be Dizzle.
I want to be Dizzle.
I want to be the Dizzle.
Oh, shit. All right. So how do we get on there? I want to be on. Do we have to be together or can we do two separate cameos and see who wins? See who gets the most requests or whatever. No, let's not do that. I don't like that. I don't like that idea. I can't handle any more defeat in my life.
So I don't know. What about. I like the thought of taking all of our Patreon money and say we can get iced tea.
Really?
$350 bucks.
I wonder. Interesting. I don't know what we would have him say though. How about, if we pay enough celebrities with enough name power to just plug our podcast, to just give them like a script of like a 30 second promo for our podcast. But it's, the problem is that it's so obvious. Everybody has access to Cameo. So when you do one of those, everybody's like, yeah, they just paid somebody on Cameo to do it. I mean, there's no like, it's not like, oh my God, you scored iced tea. No, iced tea scored us.
I think I have a better idea.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, I was running that idea by you about getting our past episodes transcripted.
Sure.
What if we decide which episode of ours is the favorite episode that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we break it up into 60-minute chunks, and we start at the bottom of the list, and we pay people, here, just read this, and it's something that you said. And then we pay the next person something that I said, and we just stitch together our whole show by somebody else, by all these cheap people. Like, we can have the guy from Wizards of Waverly Place do Pony the Prostitute.
I'm in. I don't know what Waverly Place is, but I'm in.
All right. So I'm starting at the very bottom of the list and going to see who's the first person that I recognize. And there's nobody. There's no names that I recognize.
In the cheap column?
Yeah.
What's the cheap prices start at?
$15.
Really? There's nothing under 15 bucks?
Oh, wait a minute. That's featured. Oh. So I have, God damn it.
If there's nothing under 15 bucks, we're cornering the market for $375.
I guess actors?
Can't you just sort by price?
But it's got to be in categories.
Oh. How about podcasters?
Okay, there's one for $4.
Really? Who?
His name is Chase Crawford from, it says actor, Goat, and the Radiant City. I don't know what that is. We can have Courtney Coco for $5.
I don't know who that is. Is she hot?
I mean, she's got tits, so yeah. I mean,
That almost sounded sexist.
Okay, she's got tits, so no.
There is that we better? Go. Equality.
Oh, TikTok influencer.
Is it RyanLongComedy.com?
We ought to see if he's on here.
See if he's on there. Let's hire him to tell how great our podcast is. Now that would be fucking funny.
All right. Where's comedian? I guess that's where he'd be, right?
I guess.
You're the one that booked him. Where'd you find him at, motherfucker?
Under comedian in the phone book. Remember those?
All right. Yeah. He's not on here.
Damn it. Bad. Is there any good comedians on there?
Let's go to the highest priced comedian.
All right. Whoops.
Chris D'Elia.
Oh, I like him. He's kind of funny.
I think he might not really want to do these because he's set at $50,000.
See if you can negotiate with him. Offer him 18 bucks.
All right.
So we should see if Louis C.K. is on there and ask him to record himself jacking off.
You can get drag queens.
Hmm. Don't
we already have our own?
Yeah, I was going to say, we already have a drag queen. We have our own personal Who's Right drag queen.
All right, I'm done with this. These spoiled my appetite.
Why? Wait, first of all, go back. Are you still on it?
Yeah.
Go back to the cheapest comedian. Who's the cheapest comedian?
Oh, God damn it.
I asked you if you're still on it.
Yeah, but I'm. It's a complicated website.
That's always good if you want to collect money from people. Make it as complicated as possible.
The cheapest comedian is YouTube star, the God of Cringe.
How much?
$3.
Really? I'm in. I like him.
So you want to book him?
Yeah. What do you want him to say? The God of Cringe.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Doesn't matter. It's $3. Oh, right, we gotta hitch our wagon to their. He's a YouTube star, so he can help us.
That's not how it works.
It's exactly how it works. Help us.
So, okay. Somebody needs to write a script, a 60-second script for this guy to say for $3.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get that video.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Now we're famous?
Yeah. We don't even have to play it. It'll be so good that he'll play it on his Queen of Cringe or whatever it was. Is that what it was? Something cringe.
All right,
I'm done with this.
Yeah. I was told. Oh yeah, here we go. I don't know. I don't even remember who this is from, so I apologize. I was told to tell you, and I quote, "Suck on the biggest, blackest dick you can find."
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What? Why? What? What did I?
That was the best reaction that I could have hoped for. Huh?
I'm so confused.
Because people don't like you. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that I understand, but like, why has it got to be the blackest dick? Something against white cocks? I don't understand. So. You don't know who it was from?
No, I didn't write that down.
Was it from John?
What else we got?
So that was it? That was,
yeah.
That was the whole thing, huh?
I keep these notes throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
And it's just supposed to trigger me to remember to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the note that said, Anthony, do not open. Yeah. And then when I opened it, it just said, tell Anthony to suck the biggest, blackest dick that you can find. So I did what I was told.
Well, that was nice of you. I think you should get paid for that. That you should do that. That should be your cameo payment.
Okay. I've got. So we get a bunch of voicemails in.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally don't play them because I don't want this just to become a. You know, start playing a bunch of voicemails you know, it gets wrapped up in that whole thing. I mean, we kind of got burnt out on that over the 1,700 voicemails that we went through for Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have decided, you know what, let's just talk this through. I haven't decided anything. We're going to talk about it right now because this is 50-50. What do you think about us playing, just putting a limit on it, one voicemail per show? If it's a question, we'll answer the question. If it's something that's funny, we'll play, you know, like the funniest one wins, or the funniest one will get played or something like that. I don't want to make it a contest. Just if we play a voicemail, we're only going to play one voicemail. If it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I'm good with that until I'm not. I mean, you know how it goes. Every week's we make that rule, and then next week we get like
all three voicemails all the time.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So as far as right now, I'm good. One voicemail per show, I'm good. But if two people call in with two really good voicemails,
nope.
I might want to play six voicemails.
Nope. They just got to do better.
They just got do better than the other people calling in that you haven't heard.
Yeah. So Crispy called in with a couple of voicemails,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they're like a minute and a half long.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
In voicemail time, that's like 4 hours.
At least. So I think we should cut it up into 4-second chunks and just play it over the next 12 shows.
So with all that being said, I'm going to play this voicemail because I think that we can help this person.
All right.
Hold, please.
Oh, God. Do, 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 do.
Stop.
That was my hold music.
No, I appreciate it, but I didn't know how to stop you, so I had to stop you because I wanted to start talking again. Before I play that voicemail, I've been getting voicemails from somebody who is, they just call and they tell me a fact about a duck. Every day, a fact about a duck.
A fact about a duck. All right.
So I'm sitting at work,
mm-hmm.
and I was checking the emails, and if you check the emails, the little thing comes up that you can answer the call. So if you have Google Voice open when they call, then you can answer the phone call.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it pops up, and I'm like, fuck, it should, you know, end caller, shut it off, whatever. Then they call back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, all right, motherfucker. I plugged in my headset,
uh-huh.
and I didn't get to it in time. And it was, I seen the text come up and it told me what the voicemail was. And it was a duck fat guy.
All right.
Okay. Then he calls back again, leaves another one. All right. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get him on the fucking third one. So I go to answer the call, mm-hmm. and I miss it. And I'm sitting there thinking like, fuck, I really wanted to surprise him by answering the phone. Cause I figured it would fuck with him. You know, like he was expecting to leave his duck fact.
Sure.
And then it's me like, hello. So I call him back.
Mm-hmm. That's even better.
And I really, really thought that I was going to fucking get him.
Mm-hmm.
So I call,
mm-hmm.
he answers. I go, hello. He says, hello. I said, this is Doug. He goes, Doug, did you know that a duck is...
I love this guy. Oh, that is fucking perfect.
I just hung up the phone when he did that, but I was laughing so fucking hard. So I'm trying to sort through these fucking voicemails now to play the one that I wanted to play, and it's duck voicemail, duck voicemail, duck voicemail.
So you're not going to play any duck voicemails?
No.
You fucker. Why not?
Because I want to play this one.
I don't care. No, no, no. I'm not agreeing to only playing one voicemail if you're not going to play our duck facts. That's a recurring theme on our show now.
Here we go. We'll play this one. I think we can help this guy.
All right.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. This is Alex from Boston again. So I've got this question, this situation, I guess, where I want to see if you guys can come up with a good solution. So my mom has this tendency where whenever she, you know, is talking to a black person, she'll say something along the lines of, hey, brother, what's going on, sister, stuff like that. And I don't think she really realizes what she's doing. I think it's an unconscious thing, but I'm wondering how you guys would solve this situation. So let me know. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Bye.
Uncle Randy here with a listener question.
So I don't know that there's anything to solve here. I think that that's normal, right? I think that's what black people want, isn't it?
All right, that's not the direction I was expecting the conversation to go.
They want you to be awkward and weird around them and talk different. Isn't that normal?
Is it? So when you interact with a black person, do you say brother?
Yeah, of course. I want them to feel at home.
All right.
I'm trying to make them feel as comfortable as possible.
So I was wondering, because I guess I didn't understand what he was trying to say, because I wasn't assumed there was anything racial about it. I just assumed that his mom did a shitty Hulk Hogan impression.
Not brother. It's brother. There's a big difference.
I mean, because that's what I do when I'm at the grocery store.
Rip hey, your
excuse
shirt
me,
off.
Brother. Hey, brother.
The twist here is that his mom is black. So how would you said you thought we could help this guy. How would you help him? What do you got?
All right. So don't you think that she's obviously racist?
If she's white, then yes. Every white person is obviously racist.
No, I'm being serious, Anthony. Quit doing your fucking. Oh, that's another fucking bone I got to pick with you.
Oh, all right. Cool. Go.
All right. When you were on,
go ahead and interrupt this bit with something else. Go ahead. No, it's cool.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. It's fine.
It's fine.
When you said that when you were on that podcast with Ben,
mm-hmm.
somebody asked you something about the Tesla truck conversation,
mm-hmm.
and you said, oh, you know, I don't know. I just don't have time to keep up on, you know, all these kids. That's all they do is read on the internet. I don't have time to keep up with all that. I'm playing games with my kids or whatever. Remember saying that?
Nah, not specifically, but okay. I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah, but you did.
Okay.
How many hours a fucking month do you spend on subreddits about social justice?
Hours a month? Why would you put it like that? How the fuck would I know that? How about hours a day? That would be easier. How about days a week? that would be even easier.
How about this? How much time do you spend on subreddits regarding social justice or synthesizers?
All of it. All of the times.
No,
I'm being serious. I spend most of my time that is on my phone. If I'm looking at my phone, you know, just scrolling through, it's on something to do with social justice or synthesizers.
Right, but you insinuated that I don't have time for the internet. I spend time with my kids. That's how it came off.
Oh,
And what you should have said is, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. I thought that went without saying. I didn't think I had to say that.
No, but you were trying to come off like you were better than everybody else.
Because I am.
Like, I don't have time to worry about science. I'm playing Uno with my kids.
I don't have to. Science. Look at this cool looking truck. I don't have time to worry about science. Fucking idiot. Science. It's a fucking square truck. How do you make a square truck? Science.
Stupid. Oh, but you do have time to spend hours and hours talking about Greta Thunberg or whatever the fuck her name is.
I'm over her. But yes.
All right. Moving on.
But yes. So what you're saying is that I have time to read about things that are of some interest to me instead of things that are of no interest to me. And I'm the bad guy. I don't give a fuck about Elon Musk.
It's the way you said it. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough time to spend my time on the internet. I'm either working or playing games with my kids. Like, you're over there pretending to be father of the year with your fucking burnt up crispy kid.
You know, I have other kids, not just that one. other kids that I do take care of.
But anyway, it just pissed me. Like, that pissed me off.
Why?
Like, you motherfucker. If you spent half the time,
mm-hmm.
okay, you allot yourself X amount of hours per week mm-hmm. to spend on the internet. Mm-hmm. If you spent half of that on your stupid social justice bullshit and the other half getting shit ready for this show, everything would be better. All of our lives would be better. But instead, you get so ingrained into that bullshit that then when I say something like, do you think she's white? It just, boom, it clicks in your head and you start saying, well, if you're white, you're guilty. Everybody knows that because you're right back into your social justice bullshit.
I'm not seeing the problem here.
All right. Anyway. What was the question?
I don't remember. It was something to do with square trucks and science. That's all I know.
What was the question? It was about...
Come on, brother. It was about talking jive to black people. His mom talks jive.
Yeah. And I said, do you think she's racist? And you said, yeah, if she's white, she's automatically racist.
Yes. Okay. So you're asking me if I think she's racist because she says brother to black people. No.
Or do you think she's just nervous around black people?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the help on that. It's a huge buildup to finally get to an answer. Yeah.
Why? I mean, you asked me a question. I gave you an answer. I thought you were going somewhere with that. So no, I don't think that every interaction between a white person and a black person where a white person is obviously scared of being called racist, because that's what it is. They're scared of being called racist, so they act weird and different, and it comes off as weird and different.
So now you think she's scared of being called racist. That's why she does it.
Yeah, so she's
I don't buy that. I don't believe that.
What do you think?
You don't sit there. Okay, when I cross paths with an African American black person.
All right. Okay.
The last thing that crosses my mind is to call them brother. Like, to me, that would be the same as if I said, hey, slow down there, boy.
Jesus.
You wouldn't say that. You just wouldn't say that.
Okay. I don't understand. I don't understand the equation that you're making. I don't get it. So you think that it, why? Okay. Then why do you think she does it then?
Because I think she is trying to convey that she is one of them. Not like she's in blackface, like theoretical blackface.
Okay, but dig deeper than that. Why? Why do you think that she's trying to convey that it's important for her to convey that she's one of them?
I guess it's probably the same thing as, like, when I think I told you a long time ago about if I see a white person walking in the door behind me, I won't hold the door open for them. Mm-hmm. Like, not even if they're like 3 feet behind me. It's like, I'll just let them. I don't give a fuck if she's 85 years old.
Right.
But if there's a black person in the same,
city.
You know, just in the same parking lot. If I see they're just now parking their car and I'm already standing at the door, I'll just sit there and wait. Like, we're equal.
Right. Because if you don't do that, you're afraid that they might think you're racist. Or somebody
find out
that
I am.
What? Oh fuck! I missed it. What'd you say?
I said no. They'll find out that I am. Oh.
So you're saying exactly the same thing I'm saying, it just with different words. You don't want people to think. You don't want anybody to think you're racist. So you go out of your way to make sure you don't look racist outwardly.
Okay, but in reality, I'm not racist.
And neither is she. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I don't even know her. Maybe she really is racist. I have no idea. You're not racist, and you tell people you're not racist, but then you have to show people. Like, if you're not racist, you're just not. Just don't be racist. You don't have to, like, hold the door for the guy that's 40 feet away to prove that you're not racist. We're good now, right?
That's my reparations. I'm good.
And do you say it every time? Reparations, brother. If you say it every time, then that changes the whole conversation, because I'm good with it.
Do you think I'd get punched?
If you ask for a receipt, I think you would.
All I'm going to need a receipt for those reparations. Brother.
Brother.
So I'm actually genuinely curious about your thoughts on that, because if you're saying that you can't, because there's nothing spite-filled about it, right? You're not being negative. You're not, you're just saying you're trying to talk the way that you think that they understand. Is that it?
Yes. You're dumbing yourself down because you think that they don't understand normal English.
Isn't that something that a racist would do?
Yeah.
Okay. So then in fact, she is racist.
No. Well, uh-huh. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, so you can't make, I don't think you can make a distinction on.
Hold on. So I'm not talking like KKK, like she's out burning crosses and shit,
mm-hmm.
but in her mind, mm-hmm. she thinks that her race is smarter. If she has to dumb herself down and use words that she doesn't normally use, mm-hmm. she has to dumb herself down in a way that they will understand.
Mm-hmm.
That is by definition, that is the definition of racism.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think that it is at this point with a lot of people, it's subconscious. So if something is subconscious, can you really, is it racism if you literally don't even think about
it? Yes, that's stupid. That's like, I've heard you say so many dumb things in the last 3 years. And if I had a, I'm going to put a fucking, I'm taking this thing down.
You should.
And I'm putting up a dry erase board.
Perfect.
And just keeping track of your dumb shit.
Perfect.
And this is number one. Is it really truly racist if it's so subconscious it's just ingrained in you?
I didn't state it as a fact. I asked you a question. This is a discussion. I asked you a question. So if it's... I think of racism more as you honestly think that your race is better, right? So if you don't, I'm not thinking my race is better, I need to dumb myself down. If it's just something that, like, maybe she doesn't realize she's doing it. If you do something subconsciously, you don't even realize you're doing it. You're a racist subconsciously without even realizing
it? Yes.
Okay, then what do we do about that? Should she be in jail then? I don't understand the point.
Well, how'd you get to jail? That's not what we were talking about. First, we're trying to figure out why she does it. Then we've got to talk through what we're going to do about it.
Okay, but we don't know why she does it. Just with the small amount of information we have, it just seems like, I don't know. I wouldn't call it racism, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I would call it racist.
Okay.
That's all I got.
So, all right, fine. Let's say I agree with you. What do we do? What do we do about it then? How do we help? How do we help her? How do we help him by helping her?
Ideally, mm-hmm. if I could have my way,
yes,
I want to talk to her.
Okay. So would I. I'd love that. Call her up.
I want to get her, and then I want to have Oddball come on.
Perfect.
No, fuck. We got a different black guy.
Why do we have to have a different black guy?
No, we could, because Oddball didn't show up, so we had we have our other black guy,
Delvin.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're saying they're interchangeable?
I don't remember Delvin's last name.
Cox.
Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience.
How can you not remember Cox? Come on. All right. So are you saying that they're interchangeable?
In this case, yes.
That's,
we need a black guy.
That's racist.
No, that's not racist.
In this case, yes, they're interchangeable. No, that's not racist.
It's not racist. I am not saying that the white race is better than the black race. I'm saying that I need somebody from the black race. Our black race guy didn't show up, and I found a different guy. And Dave lined up a different black race guy to put it plug and play. It's plug and play with the black guys.
How come we never get the opinion of white people? I think we need a white guy. do you honestly, I'm being serious. You honestly think that she says, she calls people brother, sister, whatever, out of racism? What if it really is she's trying to make them more comfortable and she's just misguided?
Yeah. Oh, So I'm trying to think, like, through people that I've met, what happens to somebody to get them to a point where they feel they have to talk differently given the race of the person that's around? Like, if there is a Mexican there,
mm-hmm.
you don't start putting L in front of your words, right?
No.
Would you think of doing that?
No. Is no, that not really, no.
Is that the only thing that stands between me and Mexican is that they put L in front of their words?
Yes. So I think that a lot of the problem is the default judgment is always worst case scenario. If there is anything to do with race, the default judgment is always they did it because of racism. It's never like give anybody the benefit of the doubt ever.
Yeah, but you're as guilty of that as anybody, but I don't know if you were just fucking around by accusing me of being racist because I said I got a different black guy.
Because yeah, I was just fucking around.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, you are racist. Specifically because of that. But I was just fucking around. Does that clear it up?
You literally have a receipt in your possession for a bought and paid for black man that you traded like three donkeys for. Nothing. You're just gonna sip coffee. Like, yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the connection that you're making here.
I'm not sure of the connection, Hitler. Oh fuck. All right, so we're gonna do our bonus episode right after this, right? We're gonna take the homophobia test together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, what's his fucking name? Cowman. He's gonna come on and tell us about what it's like to fuck Filipino hookers or something.
That is so awesome. I'm so excited.
All right. Perfect.
You're ready to wrap this up or what?
Yeah.
I figured we were just getting started.
It's already at an hour. I don't want to go any more than an hour.
You got something to do or what?
Yeah, we're not just going to keep... save it for the bonus show.
All right.
We didn't even get to any of our stories.
Good. That means the show is more organic.
Your game?
What?
Nothing.
All right. So read the shout outs. Go. I'm not ready to wrap it up. Good thing we're doing a bonus. I'm ready to keep talking.
Yeah, we still got to fuck the bonus. Then we got to do the after show chat.
Oh, fuck. Then I got to go to work. God damn it. I'm calling in.
Just go on fucking Ben's show again. You want to talk? Fuck. You had all the opportunity in the world to talk to him for two fucking hours, and you couldn't get nothing out other than, what the fuck are we doing?
So then, your outlook should be different. Your outlook should be, instead of bashing me, your outlook should be, man, you really need me to do a show, so good thing we have a show together. Right? Wait.
Yeah, because that's how I talk.
Did that make any sense? That didn't even make any fucking sense.
All right, fuck. Patreon.com/who's right.
RyanLongComedy.com with an I.
With an I. I got to read these now?
Yes. Fuck. It's so much better when you read them.
It's not.
It really is.
All right. I guess I can start wherever the fuck I want.
Start with the music.
Fuck, I hate this.
What?
Hey.
So you want to stop?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make an executive decision.
All right.
The first week that we hit not getting any new patrons,
mm-hmm.
we're never bringing it back. Like, once it stops,
mm-hmm.
no, I don't want to do that because everybody will just say, don't sign up because I don't want to hear these no more.
Right. We might get a few people to sign up out of spite.
I need to know which direction to go to make this stop, but still have people collect.
The direction is just stop doing it. it's not like it's a, you know, our people that listen, our voters get a democracy vote or whatever. It's like, we just do whatever we want.
All right, whatever. I'll figure it out.
this might be the last backstories, though.
If it is, we're going to have to find something else for the investigator to do. True Nubus 92. True Nubus. Oh, God, these are so stupid. All right. True Nubus.
Hold on. I gotta fix this typo that I just saw that the investigator made.
It right now?
Well, you're gonna read it wrong.
I'm leaving it what it says. I know what you're gonna fix. I'm leaving it.
All right, go ahead.
Trunibus is bulimic and it Trunibus is bulimic and is missing one head.
Damn it.
That's not even the one, is it?
Yes.
He wears a Mexican wrestling mask and fights crime during the day. He is known around his neighborhood as Brutus the Barfer Beefcake. He lost his hand in a bar bet. Now he uses the nub where his hand used to be as a weapon. After a long day fighting crime, he likes to relax and unwind by hitting the local gym and listening to Al Green on a boombox while masturbating with his nub.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Michael, thank you for the upgrade on your donation. Michael runs a fetish website. He creates all of the content himself, and the videos are centered around a character he created, Nacho Man Sandy Ravage. It sounds like there's a theme. You just get one thing stuck in your fucking head, don't you?
What theme? I don't know what you're talking about.
Most of the videos consist of Michael, dressed as Sandy, trying to perform everyday tasks while constantly punching himself in the dick. His most popular video was shot on location at a Chick-fil-A while trying to order a sandwich. He successfully punched his dick 37 times.
Yeah, I think this bit needs to end.
So is this it?
Yeah, we can be done. This is so fucking dumb.
No, here's what we're going to do.
I feel dumber after hearing these.
So, yeah, because we could be using this time
to not be doing this.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. All right. Let's say that we'll give it one more week. All right. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody that's been on the fence on if they want to spend the money to join our Patreon or they don't, they do. And, mm-hmm. and if they really, really want to, and they really, really want to hear their backstory,
mm-hmm.
get signed up. Cause next week is the last week for this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Words will work. All right. John is rarely seen smiling or expressing positive emotions, being almost constantly on the verge of outright panic. He also appears to be easily manipulated, making him a frequent pawn of the government plots to shoot up schools. He has also shown signs of exaggerated paranoia, often dreaming of the time that the CIA implanted him with a mind control device. And see, this is what happens when you wait to the last fucking minute.
What do you mean me? I didn't. All I did was type in the information that the investigator gave me.
He has also shown signs of exaggerated paranoia, often dreaming of the time that the CIA implanted him with a mind control device and taught him kung fu in order to effectively fight off the Asians. Okay, I need you to do that after everyone.
All right.
What kind of name is Background Noise? Background grew up in Arkansas, where most of his problems originated. Even at a young age, he showed signs of homosexuality. He felt unloved because his father wouldn't molest him. He eventually got a sex change operation, realizing he wasn't gay, just a woman stuck in a man's body, and changed her name to Background Noise. This led to the breakup of her current boyfriend, who said he liked having sex with men, not women.
Ha! How about that? Ha! I got to work on my ha's.
Ha! Pretty good.
Good.
Oh, we've only got a couple more. This is good. Ivan. Ivan is a very famous celebrity in the nation of Mexico. After almost getting run over by a car, he is refuged in a house by a couple who thinks that he is a Mexican and given the name Cameron, which is Spanish for television. See, that was funny.
All right.
They They make him into their personal sex slave and then leave him in a Taco Bell bathroom. Ivan ended up as a mule for some drug dealers, sneaking drugs into Mexico, where he becomes a symbol of patriotism to the Mexicans after starring in a soap opera about his experience. Thank you. I'm just reading words. Like these.
Right. And it's almost like the investigator is just writing words just to fill space.
Yeah. Robert Lowe, thank you for the upgrade. He has now joined the elite class of people who have gotten rid of his white guilt, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Lowe has spent the last 5 years feeling very guilty about allowing himself to be born white. He spent many years being angry at his parents for being white and having the audacity to have a white child. He once screamed at his mother, "You could have chosen any black man to impregnate you, but you chose love over diversity, and that is fucking racist. You made me this way." See, this one's funny. I like this one. Rob recently discovered the Who's Right podcast and noticed that we offer a white guilt removal service. As soon as his check clears, he will be on his way to a guilt-free future. Offer not valid in all states, void where prohibited by law, and must have express written consent by the NFL.
That was a good one.
PJ. PJ clearly wants to get high at all times. He doesn't hesitate to get high in public and suggests that everyone else get high as well. He prefers smoking weed but often uses crack and or meth. When he is not high, he is in an awful mood and can become very rude. On such occasions where he is out of drugs and money, he prostitutes himself to old men by providing oral sex in exchange for money in order to buy more drugs and get high again.
Nope. That doesn't even deserve a ha.
That one really fell flat, didn't it? It's yes. Almost like these were
just that one fell flat.
It's like these were all just forced in at the last minute. Like somebody had all week to write these or come up with them.
Research.
Brian was born with a crippling condition, described as being a strange combination of palsy and Tourette's. Surprisingly, he is a very good swimmer. Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
He was once arrested for beating up his girlfriend and threatening to kick his mom's ass after injecting fetal tissue into his arm and developing drug-induced roid rage. He often uses his crutches as a weapon when fighting. Bum, 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 bum.
Are you sure we don't want to end it this week?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, if you wanted a backstory, you should have got in last week.
So I'm just looking through the... All right, everybody, so we're going to head over and do our bonus episode. I think I agree with Ryan. So you don't like the shout-outs? The listeners don't like the shout-outs? What's the point? Just go back out to shouting out names, as it was much better. All right, Ryan has spoken. That is what we are doing from here on out. Fuck your backstories. We can fire the investigator. We can save that money for Cameo.
Yeah, Ryan has spoken.
All right. Thank you, Ryan, and everybody else. We will see you in the bonus episode here in a little bit.
Bye.